Then among the investigations, we performed the skin biopsy for histopathology and direct immunofluorescence. Usually we take a shave biopsy because we need to examine the skin only until the dermal-epidermal junction. So that is why we prefer taking the shave biopsy. Already the skin of the EB patients is of the non-healing type, non-healing erosions are present, so we don't want to make any kind of a wound in the skin which might not heal later on. So that is why we take the superficial, more superficial biopsy as much as possible. So we take a shave biopsy. The transport media used for immunofluorescence is a Michel's medium, and if it is not available, then we go for the normal saline. The contents of the Michel's medium include ammonium sulfate, magnesium sulfate, and ethyl melamide, potassium citrate buffer, and distilled water. It preserves the sample, if kept in the Michel's medium, it may be preserved for about 6 months. Then whenever we are selecting the blister or the lesion for a biopsy, we select the fresh blisters only, which are less than 24 hours of age, and they're not of the hemorrhagic type. Why do we not select the old blisters? Because in the old blisters, the re-epithelialization process has started, so we would not be able to determine the exact cleavage plane. Multiple cleavage planes will be present in such a blister which is older. Antigen degradation has also started because immunoreactants are destroyed in the older lesions. So that is why it is preferable to select a fresh blister. And if a fresh blister is not present, then we may induce a new blister in which we are going to rub the normal skin about 20 times with a gloved thumb. We rub the thumb over the skin in a circular manner covering 180 degrees. We do it 20 times until an erythema is induced, and we are going to take the blister from that site after 5 minutes so that a distinct plane of cleavage is formed. Then besides other than the skin biopsy, we can also go for the other investigations, which include antigen mapping, antibody probing, next generation sequencing, or Sanger sequencing can be done. Molecular diagnosis will help us to determine the specific type of the protein which is affected. Then there are certain pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, alternative to conventional DNA-based prenatal test, involving the testing of cellular material from the oocytes or the early human embryos for specific genetic abnormalities before even the pregnancy has begun or in the early stages of the pregnancy when the implantation has not yet taken place. It can be done in those families in whom the history of the EB or genetic diseases is present. So if they want to know the probability of the further disease in the child, then they might opt to abort the child. So in them, the pre-implantation genetic testing can be done. It can be done either using the chorionic villus sampling in the earliest up to 16 weeks, and from 16 to 20 weeks we can go for the amniocentesis. Indications of pre-implantation testing include cystic fibrosis, Tay-Sachs disease, spinal muscular atrophy, hemophilia, sickle cell disease, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, thalassemia, and of course EB, dystrophic EB or any type of EB. Then we have a certain protocol for performing a fetal biopsy. And how do we do that? The patient is usually pre-medicated with a 5 to 10 mg of IV diazepam. The abdomen is prepared with an iodine-based solution and alcohol and draped in a sterile manner. The skin is then infiltrated with a 1% lidocaine solution for a local anesthesia, and then a trocar is then introduced into the uterus through the skin, and biopsy forceps is passed through the cannula to obtain approximately 2 mm of the skin, preferably from the thorax, back or buttocks, for certain diagnosis such as oculocutaneous albinism we can obtain from the scalp. The entire procedure is then done under continuous ultrasonographic guidance. An ultrasound examination is performed immediately after the procedure as well to assess fetal viability. After the sampling, the specimen is placed in approximately in appropriate fixative for electron and light microscopy. The method method is done to evaluate the fetal skin for various prenatal diagnosis. Fetal skin is sampling is optimally done between 17 and 20th week gestation, depending upon the indication.